Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schluss for Avi Moroni Marazi Sheyichyu. Schluss Moshe Rabin Peshadina. Schluss Rufuas Moshe Ben Malka. Back to Yaakov, who was said, Al Tira Meredim Mitzrayma. Yaakov is told, don't be afraid to go down to Egypt. Etc. Anochi Eredim Cha Mitzrayma. Va'anochi Elcha Gam Alo. I will go down with you to Egypt, and I will also come up with you. Avraham Avinu was also told, Al Tira, etc., Anochi Magen Lach, don't be afraid, I'm going to shield you. But he doesn't have the same avtacha as Yaakov. Yaakov has avtacha. I'm going to go down with you and I'm going to go up with you. I'm going to go down with you, I'm going to go up with you. That's dafka to Yaakov, not to Avram. Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to be with him the whole, you read down the whole Aliyah. So why was this avtacha given dafka to Yaakov? So the Shorash Inyan is Behekte Mamre Chazal, says the Rosh Hashiva Zatzal, Yaakov Avinu teaches that you're noder be'es tzara, because he made a neder when he ran away from Esav. Imye Elokim Imadi, etc. V'shafti b'shalom al beis ovi. Then v'haya Hashem li l'elokim. V'even azos esher samti matzevi yabeis elokim, etc. Asera asrenu loch. So Yaakov made a neder when he ran away from Esav that if Hashem is with me and I return to my father's house, then Hashem's going to be my God, and this Evan that I placed as a Matseva is going to be a house of Elohim, and I'm going to give you Meiser. So this is a neder beis tzara. He promises if everything goes well, and God's going to be my God, and I'm going to, this Evan is going to be a beis Elohim, and I'm going to give you Meiser. So you learn from this the idea of being noder be'is tzara, that you make a neder at a time of distress, as Yaakov did here. Chazal say, Omer sela zelet tzedakah min hashiyichya b'nei harei zeh tzadik gamur. If a person says, I'm giving this money to tzedakah in order that my son should live, he's a tzadik gamur. And by Akum it says, chesed l'umim chatos. By Akum it says that their chesed is not lishma. It's a chatos. It's Gemara Baba Basra Daf Yud. But when a Jew gives tzedakah, even if it looks like it's for ulterior motives, but deep down he's just happy to do the right thing. Both by Avram and by Yitzchak, we find that they gave Maisers. But Yaakov, we see a neder-based tzara. That's this neder-based tzara. Omer selezel et stak amenash yechia b'ni. We see that by Yaakov. So Avram and Yitzchak also gave Maisers. Bracious yudal et chav, bracious chav of yudbeis. But only by Yaakov do we find this inyan of noder-based tzara. So why is this chiddush of noder-based tzara dafka by Yaakov? So the explanation of this for this chiluk is based on what the Rosh Hashiva explained in a Maimar on Yom Kippur. That there's no achiza, you can't hold on, you can't absorb a maila ruchnis, a spiritual level, unless you're machshiv this level. You have to value it. And therefore, if a person's on the highest madrega but he doesn't appreciate it, he has nothing. And even if there's a person who has a lot of Torah and his head is full mit Torah, his head is filled with Torah, but he doesn't feel that his yediyah of Torah, his yediyahs in Torah are more important than his other yediyahs, he's like a chamor nosi svarim. And so too in every maila ruchnis, you have to feel the chshivas. Like a person who has a lot of, a rich man, he's a lot of nechosim and then he's mafkir them, So he's left with nothing. So Salanters used to say that every maila is sensitive to its covet, and if it feels misbaz, it goes away. A person doesn't appreciate his Torah, so he loses it, doesn't count. Doesn't appreciate his mitzvahs, so you have to appreciate what you do. Vayivez esav es ha-bechorah, he loses the bechorah, he disgraced it. Yishmael and Esav got kochos from Avram and Yitzchak, but they weren't machshiv these milas, so they lost their shaychus to Avram and Yitzchak, and they're not a hemshech. Yishmael is not considered a hemshech to Avram. True hemshech is Yitzchak, ki bi Yitzchak yikari l'chazara. And then Esav is not the hemshech of Yitzchak. Only Yaakov. From Yaakov and on, the Kedusha of the Avos took root so much that you can't be mitnatek, you can't disconnect yourself. Anybody who's from Zeri Yisrael, you don't want to be a Jew. Yisrael af pishachat Yisrael, sorry, you're Jewish. But what's the explanation? Normally we say that if you don't appreciate your ruchnias, you lose it. So why is it then that if a person doesn't appreciate that he's a Jew, he doesn't lose it? He still keeps it? So there are two ways to answer this question. Number one, it's true that mitzad, the revealed part of a person, he says that he doesn't appreciate the maila. But sof, a person doesn't really know what's going on in his subconscious. And therefore, a person in his deepest self cries out that he's shaykh to Yaakov. He's really not makrish. Like someone once said, when he meets students and he asks who's Catholic, and they raise their hand, he knows those are Catholics. Who's Protestant? We're Protestant, they raise their hand, we know we're Protestants. And then who's Jewish? And then people don't raise their hand, he knows those guys who don't raise their hand, who deny being Jewish, those are the guys who are Jewish. Because even Jews, when they deny being Jewish, they do it in a Jewish way. A guy tries to convert to Christianity, learns to be a priest. After a few years, he's ready to give his first drush. Everybody comes. He gives this sermon on a Sunday morning. And afterwards, he asks the archbishop, he said, how was I? He goes, you're very good, but next time, don't start off your sermon by saying, hello, fellow Goyim. In the pneumius, the person feels Jewish, but nothing you could do about it. And that's the end of that. No, the race tzar is learned dafka from Yaakov. Because only from Yaakov and on, we have this Yerusha in every Jewish person. That even if he says that he's making a neder only that his son should live, even on a sad day we testify to the fact that even if his son doesn't live, he's not going to be mischarit. He's not going to regret it. So even though in the begalui he says it's only so that my son should live, in his deeper subconscious it's because he really just wants to give tzedakah. And this is a Yerusha from Yaakov. Noder ve'eis tzara, that he means it even if he doesn't get what he wants, but he still wants to be mekayim what he was meant, what he was noder. So that's one tefisa, that's one way of understanding the connection of the Jew to his heritage, to his pnimius. And the second understanding is that in the heart of every Jewish person there's an area of nichse gavoa, that a person isn't considered the bailim to be mafkir. You can't be mafkir hektish. It's not yours to be mafkir. So that's the part of every Jew that's holy. You want to be mafkir that? You don't want to be shaykh to Yaakov Avinu? Sorry. This is nichse hektish. You can't be mafkir it. You can't disown it. Not that a person loses his maila by not recognizing the chshivus. We explain that it's like your mafkir, it's like a rich person's mafkir is in the chosim. But this neches of being Zeri Yaakov is not something you could be mafkir, it's nichse hekdesh. Belongs to hekdesh, you can't make it ownerless. So now we understand Shuvas Yisrael, the repentance of the Jewish people, Ba'achris Hayomim. When Rabbeinu Yonah enumerates the ways that are ma'orer l'tshuva, he's one of them. He says is hashav be'is tzaris, mitoch tzaris. A person does tshuva Shari Tshuva Shari Sheni Aderech Harishon from Tzaris. And he notes that there's a chesed, a special chesed, that Hashem accepts this tshuva. Because by Yiftach, there's a tain of Madua, Basim Eilai Atak Hashir Tzarlich, and what are you coming to me now when you have trouble? Where were you before? When things were good for you, you forgot me. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't say that. Hashem says, I know you forgot me when things were good, but now that you're coming based Tzara, I'm with you. According to this, how is it possible that it says, B'tzarlich ha-mutsusuk u-mutsucha kol dvar me'ile, b'achus siyamim v'shafta d'shem elokecha. Is the tshuva that's promised to Jewish people, achus siyamim, not tshuva ma'ula? It is only b'tzarlicha. Only when things are rough we're going to do tshuva. That's not the good tshuva. But hey me madvarim, the promise of tshuva of achus siyamim is a promise of the gilui matmoniot shebelev kol Yisrael. The revelation of what's hidden in the heart of every Jew. The nichse gavoa that's in our heart. The tsur levavi v'chelki elokim, like it says in Tehillim 73:26. That God's in our heart. Kadosh Baruch Hu's Liban Shel Yisrael, Shir Hashirim Rabbah, Parsha Hey. So on the surface, it looks like we're only doing tshuva because of our tzara, but in the pnimius, Hashem knows that it's because we really just want to get close to Hashem. And a person makes a neder based tzara, even if he doesn't get what he wants, in the end he's not mischarit. In the end, he's happy that he made the neder. And that's the kesher. Hashem is with us, even by Sarah. Imo Anochi Bitsara. We're one, not just Hashem is Mishtatif Bitsara. Tzur Levavi V'chelki, Liban Shel Yisrael. Hashem is the Lev Shel Yisrael. This Tzur Levavi is the Nichse Gavoa. It's part of us. It's part of our DNA. You try to undo your DNA. It's impossible. Imo Anochi Bitsara Mamish. The Maisa'ovus of this Hanhog of Imo Anochi Bitsara, that Hashem showed Moshe b'Mara Asne, isn't that of Tocha Anochi Eridim Cha Mitzrayim? I'm going down with you to Mitzrayim. I'm with you in the Tzara. I'm mamish with you. And that's because of this Nichse Gavoa. We have this Hekdesh. We have this godliness in our hearts. And that was Nishlam with Yaakov Avinu. That was completed with Yaakov. That our hearts, whether we like it or not, are bound up with Hashem. And therefore Hashem says, since that's your madriga, so I'm going to go down with you to Mitzrayim, because now we're together. We're an unbreakable pair. This klal is the Yisod Tefillah on Sukkis. The Tefillah of Hashanas, we say, Ani v'ho Oshiyana. Tosfos says, Al Shem Hoshat Atzmacha Imo Anochi Bitzara. Chadu. In other words, Ani v'ho, me and Hashem. Hashem, you're saving both. When you save me, you're saving both of us, because we're one. It's not just a shutfus, it's a chadu. Inseparable. Inseparable. That's HaKadosh Baruch Hu Am Yisrael. And therefore we can scream L'mancha, L'mancha, for you, for you. And really our kavanah is he should save us, because it's one. There's no more chalukah anymore. There's no more division of mine and dina, Sheli and Shelcha. We ask Hashem to save us with the lashon of L'mancha. And it's the same thing, it's for you. Mine is dina. Mine is yours. We're one. And that's the Simcha Yisera of the Simchas Beis HaShoeva, that Hillel says, Imani kan akol kan. And that's the Aniva Hoshiana. That's the Ani that the Sfarim say is the Shechina. And it's also Ani, and we're one, and therefore everything is here. Ratvarim amukim me'od. So we should be zocheh mir tishem to feel, to experience that connection that we have to Hashem, the tzur levavi, that Hashem is the rock of our hearts, and we should be zocheh b'karav mamish to gula shleima. Shalom, shalom.